Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis. It is Thursday morning, and I have John chapter 8 opened up right in front of me. And some of you might be thinking, wait a minute, didn't you 40, 70, 90 days ago do a podcast on John 8? You know what? I probably did. In fact, I kind of remember doing that. And I'm going to do another one on John 8. This is one of those seminal passages. There's a handful of passages in the New Testament that have just been written about and preached about and meditated on for millennia. And this is one of those. This is one of those identity-altering, identity-overhaul passages. And what I'm realizing is that the theme that we're talking about, being tempted to sin, the enemy trying to cage us and sink us and destroy our lives and sin in the midst of the wilderness, what I'm realizing is that identity is the key to standing against sin. That identity in Christ and knowing who we are is the key to standing in the midst of temptation. When we know that we're loved, when we know that we're a pleasure to God's heart, we're able to live loved. We're able to live as a pleasure to God's heart. And again, I'm getting ahead of myself. So here's the question. How do you see yourself? Really? How does God see you? Really? When God thinks about you, and let me tell you, He does all the time, what does He think about? What comes to mind? How does He see you? What kind of thoughts is He having when He thinks about you? That's a great question, and it's an identity question, and let's ask it in the presence of Jesus. And so most of us are very aware of this story, John chapter 8. A woman is caught in the act of adultery. A judgmental, sinful Pharisee mob of men drag her in front of Jesus. And Jesus gives that incredible line, "He who is without sin, go ahead and cast the first stone at this woman who at present is caught up in a life of sin." Now, slowly but surely, all of the men, starting from the oldest all the way down to the youngest, they start to leave, flee the scene. Now, I don't think Jesus wanted them to leave. He didn't ask them to leave. He just said, whoever's without sin, throw the first stone. I think He wanted them to stay because I think He wanted to do with them because they're caught up in the sin of judgment and hatred and self-righteousness in the same way that she's caught up in the sin of adultery and fear and shame and whatever else. I know He wanted them to stay, but they didn't stay around long enough to learn what their father thinks about them. They didn't hang around long enough to have an identity overhaul to begin to know that they're loved so that they might live loved out of a new identity. They just continued to collude with judgment and with sin in the midst of temptation. And her journey, this incredible woman that stayed at the feet of Jesus, she ended her journey of colluding with sin as a result of temptation because she stayed there and allowed for Jesus to give her an identity overhaul, to allow Jesus to remind her of how God sees her and what God thinks about her when He thinks about her, which is always. Oh, it's so good. And this, I'm learning that identity is maybe the key in standing against temptation and resisting a life that is death and saying yes to a life that is love. So in verse 10, chapter 8, verse 10, Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, Where are they? Has no one condemned you? And so first, and I'm not so sure I've ever even seen this, what Jesus is doing is he's protecting her from the condemnation of others. He's stepping in between her and how other people see her, and he's offering his strength. Where are those that condemn you? Where are those that are demeaning you? Where are those that are projecting their issues onto you? Where are those that are putting you down and critiquing you? And she says, well, there's no one, sir. And Jesus says, exactly. And then Jesus says to her, and neither do I condemn you. No condemnation. Jesus says, let me tell you how the Father sees you. Let me tell you how, when God thinks about you, and he's always thinking about you, these are the kinds of thoughts that he has about you. No condemnation. When he thinks about you, and he always thinks about you, chills of joy rush up and down his spine. You are his daughter. No condemnation. This is what we see in the baptism where Jesus comes up out of the water and the Father says, you're my son. With you, I am well pleased. And this, if you will, is this woman's baptism experience. She comes up out of the waters of sin, if you will, and Jesus says to her, you are God's beloved daughter. No condemnation. You are the beloved. And then, go and leave your life of sin. He gives her an identity overhaul. He tells her how God sees her and what God thinks about when he thinks about her. And for the first time in her life, she then knows, I'm loved. And she then is able, she's set free, she's released, she's let loose to then live loved. Now, some have said that this woman is Mary Magdalene, and she ends up becoming one of the most faithful disciples of Jesus, and she ends up being the first one to see the resurrected Jesus and the first one to announce the resurrection of Jesus. Now, whether that's the case or not, nobody knows. That may be a bit of tradition, or it might be right on the money, but what an encounter with Jesus. And it's not just that Jesus is showing up to her or to me or to you and saying, hey, just stop sinning. Just resist temptation. Just choose life. No, Jesus says, let's talk about how I see you. Let's talk about how God sees you. Let's talk about the thoughts that rumble through God's mind and heart when you come to mind, and you always come to mind. No condemnation. You are his daughter. You are a pleasure. And again, let's enter into that. The question we started with is, how does God see you? How does he think about you? What does he really think when he thinks about you? And he thinks about you all the time. And what the Spirit of God wants to do in us and with us right now as we begin to meditate and pray and just talk with Jesus, he wants us to know that we're loved. He wants us to know that unbelievable truth, that unbelievable life-changing truth that sets us free, knowing that we're loved. Then we can live loved and leave a life of sin and choose a life of righteousness. That is identity. It's an identity overhaul. That is how God sees you. So I want to begin to pray. You begin to pray. And let's just ask the simple question in the presence of Jesus. God, how do you see me really? When thoughts come into your mind about me, what are they? Share them with me, tell me, and give me the view of me that you have of me. And then let's enjoy that throughout the entirety of the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.